Hey guys, welcome to episode 8 of the podcast. My name is Zip, and it's been a while. Welcome back. Honestly, I'm not sure what I'm doing with this podcast anymore. It's been hard for me to even think of what to say or how to say it in a way that makes sense. Because these past several months have been the hardest I've ever had to deal with, and thinking about making this podcast has been weighing on me. And I know that no one really truly listens. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just being, self-deprecating, but this is kind of my baby, and it's meaningful to me, and I want to make sure that I put my best foot forward. But yeah, these last few months have been really hard for me. I felt broken and defeated. I still do. And I'm not sure if it's something that I will ever get over completely. Maybe I'll wake up when I'm 57 in a cold sweat, still nursing a broken heart. I mean, I guess there are worse things, but right now, I can't imagine anything worse than being alone and waking up when you're old as fuck and still having a broken heart. But I'm here now, breathing, alive, with work still left to do. I guess I could tell you what the whole situation is, but I don't really feel the need to. A part of me feels like this podcast really isn't about me, which is weird to say because I recognize that this whole time I've been talking about my feelings and my perspective on things, but I get the sense, or maybe I'm just hoping, wishful thinking, that the spotlight isn't really on me, isn't truly on me, but on the emotions that we all experience in one form or another. And the thing that frustrates me is that in my core, I know that I'll be okay. And I think I resent that, which really doesn't make sense, but maybe I could break it down until it makes sense. I know that I can get through anything, and all it does is make me upset. Upset that I still have to go through things that I don't want to, even though I know that in the end I'll be okay. Because, like, what's the point of going through things you know you'll be okay from? What's the point of having your heart crushed into these tiny fucking little pieces you can't even see anymore to even try to put back together? It's almost like I'm living in a dual mind, where there's this calm Zip who's seen and heard everything, who knows everything that there is to know, who's just watching from the sidelines with popcorn, waiting to get to the best part. And then there's this human Zip who's scared and uncertain, but also who is, like, distinctly aware of someone always watching. That all of this is just a game, and it's advisable to not get so caught up in the illusion. But honestly, I'm not sure what I believe. I mean, I think ever since I was a kid, I always felt like someone was watching me. I know that sounds creepy, but I've always felt like I've had this, like, invisible team, and I used to date someone who was really into spirituality, and, like, I had this, like, kind of awakening when I was with them, and which is why I sometimes refer to myself as a wolf, because I believe that a wolf is my spirit animal. I don't know, that probably sounds weird as fuck, but it's my truth. And I just had a really intense dream one night, and it centered around my then partner, and it was very eye-opening and loving, and it's just stuck with me ever since. But despite that, All I know is that I've been feeling lonely, and loneliness is a drug, straight up. It's a fucking drug. It makes you see and believe things that aren't there, that aren't real. And I guess you could argue that nothing is truly real, but I'm not sure how constructive that truth may be, because in this here and now, I know that I've been feeling lonely, and that is a truth that is as real as anything else. The worst part is that it's something I've felt for as long as I can remember. There hasn't been long stretches of time where I haven't felt this way. Just moments in my life where the feeling is exacerbated, like now. I know it must be frustrating. Like, why aren't you saying what's on your mind truly? What truly happened? But I don't think I can. I don't think I can. I don't think I can. Honestly, it feels this loneliness, this perpetual, drawn-out loneliness. It feels like a puzzle that's been all laid out for me. Like a huge hint, a reason why I've felt this way for most of my life, just waiting for me to figure it all out. Almost like when you're reading a book and the reader knows things that the protagonist doesn't, and you kind of just watch them fumble before they come to this grand realization that changes everything. At least, I guess the positive is at least I don't really question why it's happening anymore. I feel her coming, and not in the best way. I feel her coming like an old friend, and I just sit with her, wondering if this is how it's meant to be, that I'll have to keep sitting and feeling this loneliness in perpetuity. I keep waiting for someone to step in and say, it's all gonna be okay. Like, you're fine, you're great, your life is perfect. You're perfect, you're fine, you're great, you're awesome, you're doing all the right things. But I don't think there's anyone coming. I think that might be the point. The thing is that I often think I'm alone, but I wonder if I find comfort in that. Because the feeling has become so familiar that it holds this expectation or this known outcome of the emotions I go through once I have the thought that I'm alone. That it actually becomes something that I can control in some weird, fucked up way. And I guess what I mean is like control in a known outcome. Because truly, I know that I'm not alone. And if I needed help, I could find some form of it. But maybe it's not just any type of help I'm looking for. Maybe it's not just someone to listen. Maybe it's just someone to guide every step that I make, which is weird and not something I actually think I want. I don't want someone to control me. I don't want someone to. What I really want to think is like, to know everything. And I get the sense that maybe to know everything, I have to know nothing. In any case, the feeling of being alone persists, and with it, the idea that no one can understand what I'm going through. And I mean, that they couldn't have anything to contribute that I couldn't already tell myself. Which I now, thinking about, probably comes from a place of like, I don't know where that comes from. Maybe like a know-it-all, only child kind of perspective where you think that no one else can really tell you what to do or knows you better. And although that might be true, I think sometimes I take it to the extreme and rely on no one when I feel like I should. I don't know. I have these high expectations of my friends, but I think that's a good thing. who you surround yourself with is important. And recently I had a friend tell me that maybe when I emotionally connect with someone, it blurs the line for me and I end up feeling attracted to them, which is kind of weird to think about. But it was in the context of relationships and the people I tended to be attracted to. And it kind of just made me pause, because I think there is some truth to that. And maybe that plays a part in who I choose to keep around me, or probably more so why I love or why I have way more guy friends than girlfriends. Because there's like no chance for any lines to get blurred, you know? Because if I open up to my guy friend, like, and I'm really raw and emotional, it's almost like not less important to me, but it's like a less of a, I don't know, it's a less of a risk, you know? And if I'm telling like a girlfriend or like a girl that is a friend, I mean, then it's like, it just carries more weight. And yeah, maybe emotionally opening up to women is like, makes me feel more vulnerable, because me being emotionally vulnerable means that I respect you and trust you, and that can easily lead to being attracted to you, I guess, for me at least. And then it kind of made me think about how often I actually emotionally connect to people in general. Like, when something traumatic happens to you, you start to look at who's around you. You kind of grasp for support from wherever. And the thing for me is that after being emotionally devastated, I noticed that I didn't really have people around me who knew me, and were able to be there for me in the way that I needed. And I struggle to not fault myself for that. I guard myself in a way because I have so many emotions that I assume most people wouldn't be able to handle. And I think that definitely stems from my childhood. But as I grow older, I worry that I won't have the support I need when major things happen in my life. Though at the same time, I also feel like the few people that are close to me are meant to be there, and I don't really have to be anything other than who I am right now. Maybe I'm not doing anything wrong. Maybe life is giving me space to contribute, to continue to be myself, to be self-reliant, and to love myself through my expectations of what I think my life should look like. That being said, I don't want my life to be lived in emotional isolation. I demand emotional maturity from those around me, and yet do I challenge myself to be the same? Am I capable of that? You attract what you are or what you hold in vibration, but that's not limiting. Far from it. Because from moment to moment, you can change who you are and what you attract. Your stagnation only stretches as far as your belief in it. I think I read that somewhere. And maybe it sounds condescending. I don't know. It can be hard to hear when you're in the middle of a huge shit pile and your life is falling apart. But I guess I'm trying to make myself feel better. Maybe you feel better. I don't know. I will say, though, that I do feel more focused on what's important in my life. You know, going to med school and stuff like that. But it's been placed in laser focus, and I've never felt more sure of anything. But at the same time, it's not really the positives that I find myself focusing on. I mean, that's kind of always the case, right? You have to train yourself to shift your perspective to consistently see the positive. And I feel like in my life, that's a constant work in progress. But like, I can't help but feel not really regret, but like a sense of what am I doing and why? And I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling since quarantine. Like for me, like what could I have done differently in the past that would have made this now moment easier? Like what could I have said that would have made that person stay or make a different choice? But when you start thinking about controlling other people, that's when you have truly lost the game. You can only hold yourself accountable for your own actions, but knowing that doesn't make other people's choices that affect you negatively hurt any less. Being collateral damage is never a great feeling, but I've been trying to sit with my own hurt and pain and make some sense of it without adding more salt to the wounds by attaching a story of unworthiness, which is admittedly the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. Like, unworthiness is something that I struggle with. It's the bane of my existence. It is something that permeates my relationships, what I want to do for the rest of my life, like writing, everything, like every aspect of my life is like tied to some level of feeling unworthy. And I think about like when I get into med school, like imposter syndrome is real. And I think a lot of people experience that. And I want to get to a place in my life where I'm so secure and in love with who I am that nothing can penetrate, nothing can rock me. And I think also that like my sometimes hesitance to be emotionally vulnerable stems from needing to be perfect and in control and like put on a brave face, because I know in the end all I have truly is myself. But honestly, guys, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't know anything. I don't know where I'm going precisely. I don't know. All I know is where I've been, and it's been painful and it's been hard for me. And it's been fucking hard for me. But I guess going back to like friendships and emotional connections, a couple of nights ago, I had a really intense dream. And when I have vivid dreams, they're usually trying to like communicate something to me or to like get my attention. And I think I've mentioned that before in the podcast, but it's been months, so I'm not quite sure, but I guess it doesn't really matter. But anyway, in the stream, I don't even remember exactly every detail of what happened. I just remember waking up feeling raw and disappointed and just so sad. Like, my whole world is just broken. And lots of times I have, like, these deep conversations with people in my dreams, and they can, like, trigger me in such a way that, like, it's hard for me to communicate in my waking life, if that makes sense. Because what if my dream really didn't mean anything, and yet I'm feeling everything? What if I'm just disillusioned or mistaken? Or what if that person feels nothing? I think that I hesitate with emotional vulnerability and fear of everything I think or like feel isn't real. I think, and particularly in the stream, I was seeing and hearing things that I don't necessarily want to hear or see. And that makes me think that in my waking life, what if I say something to a person I really care about and love, and they say or do something that I don't want to face? I guess the real question is, am I willing to live my life, or am I choosing to live in fear? And I think that's always been the question. No? I think so. I think that's been the theme of my podcast. Am I willing to stand in fear, move past it, or be controlled by it. But anyway, I guess I just wanted to to pop in and let you know that the podcast is still alive and that I'm still alive, bleeding and raw, but alive. I hope that means something. I hope my life means something. I hope I don't die and have nothing to show for it. I hope I can overcome my fears and love myself through every hardship and insecurity. I hope that this podcast is an act of love and self-love. I think it is. I hope that my love is enough to get me through anything and be and do anything I want. I hope you can overcome your own fears as well, and to not only just keep swimming, but swimming towards land and the life you've always dreamed. I love you. I don't know when I'll see you again, or when I'll post again, or anything, but I want you to know I love you. And I'll see you soon.